אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Yeah, that's right. It's called Yugo Round, and it beat 200 global entries to win first place at the Tel Aviv Hackathon, which aims to find innovative solutions for the COVID-19 pandemic. The CEO and founder of Yugo Round is Gavin Bernstein. And basically, Yugo Round entered a unique geo-survey tool that allows the Tel Aviv Council to survey factors like health status and have the results appear on a map. And Gavin Bernstein told us we were able to show how you could create a survey and target certain geographic areas for things like loneliness or health problems during the lockdown. So, for example, he said this is a serious mental health concern, and if you can see on the map that there are hotspots and you know if people are managing or not, according to the survey, this helps the city of Tel Aviv deploy resources or reach out to people accordingly. Bernstein said the next major challenge would be the exit strategies that each locality will need to implement as the COVID-19 crisis abates. He added the system is actually available for free for synagogues and schools to use.
That's really interesting, Shane, because, I mean, the Australian COVID-19 is totally different. It doesn't have any geography. It doesn't record any place where you've been. It just record who, if you stood next to somebody that was diagnosed with COVID-19, it will show you, or they will be able to alert you for it. So his startup app is very, very different. His app that won, very, very different. And we're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, the cover page of the Australian Jewish News is with the Australian chief scientist Dr. Alan Finkel with a very sort of positive message.
Yeah, that's right. He said Australia is doing a terrific job so far in managing COVID-19. And he said these comments in his capacity, in his new additional role of spearheading a research core for the Australian government leaders. It's called Rapid Research Information Forum. And he said it provides quick, compact, broadly sourced responses to government leaders' questions. And it contains a whole panel of experts from the scientific community, from industry, health officials and experts, and they all come together. And they're able to provide state governments and the Australian government very vital advice that they can use to manage the COVID crisis and for things like the best ways and the method forward to kind of ease restrictions and how the potential scenarios for that could affect things.
Shane, it's very interesting that how in Israel the IDF is assisting the government with the battle against coronavirus.
That's right. Addressing the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputy's online briefing last Tuesday, special guest was the IDF international spokesperson, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus. And he told us since the COVID outbreak, the number one priority of IDF has been to remain combat ready with the ability to continue to defend all borders on the ground, underground, in the air and at sea. And they've adapted sort of expert subfields within the IDF, for example, the Naval Commando Unit, who have expertise in scuba diving, they're using that unit now to compress oxygen gas into containers to aid those ailed by the effects of the virus. And also, they've used a system already in place to do DNA laboratory testing to identify soldiers' remains, to facilitate more than 6,000 COVID-19 tests for IDF soldiers. And when it comes to Israel and the Palestinians, Conricus said the IDF has been working with the Palestinian Authority to coordinate efforts, provide personal protection gear and disinfectants, train medical personnel and supply medicines. And even in Gaza, Conricus explained Israel has been facilitating international aid into the enclave, ensuring the transfer of goods continues unabated. But he did add, our enemies haven't stopped. So sharing details He shared details of terror activities that have persisted despite COVID-19, with damage, for example, to a security fence found at three locations along the blue line with Lebanon last month.
Now, I want to congratulate the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies of organizing the Zoom meeting with Israel. I also attended that meeting and I found it very, very interesting. And Shane, there were some good news from Melbourne. 93-year-old celebrated his bar mitzvah for the first time.
That's right. This is really nice. It happened just before the full restrictions came in place with COVID, but we just heard about it. And his name is Zvi Sharp. So he's a 93-year-old Holocaust survivor and a great-grandfather. And he couldn't have his bar mitzvah because during the Holocaust, he was in living in several concentration camps. And he lost both his parents and several siblings in the Holocaust. So it was just not possible for him to have a bar mitzvah. But yes, at the ripe old age of 93, he decided it was time. He really wanted to achieve that milestone. So he did. He went. He studied for it with his rabbi at Caulfield Shul, Rabbi Ralph Genende. And he was called to the Torah. And he had his bar mitzvah aliyah, and his family were able to attend. And his son Joshua, grandson Joshua, told us that Zvi always put off having a bar mitzvah, although he kept thinking about wanting to do it. And he finally did it, and he was really, really happy about how it turned out. And his grandmother was so excited too. And Zvi told us it was a very emotional experience. But having his wife Miriam and his sons Ian and Henry and their families in shul with him was the highlight. He said, in the Holocaust, I was by myself and I wasn't free. But now when I see my two sons and their families and my grandchildren and great-grandchildren around me, I know that's what I survived for.
And Shane, the Australian Jewish News welcomed a new CEO last week.
Yeah, that's right. His name is David Redman, and he joined us last Monday and settling in. He's got big plans for the paper, also to expand its online and digital platforms for our younger audiences. So he's very excited at joining us, and we're very excited to have him.
Shane Tziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much, and have a great week.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.